Before fellow citizens, regional and international spectators, Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, declared his allegiance to his country at his inauguration held in the capital, Harare.
I, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as president of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and will obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
Unlike back in November, when Mnangagwa took the same oath following a military intervention that propelled him to power after forcing the resignation of former President Robert Mugabe, this inauguration was clouded by a contested election by the opposition MTC Alliance and a violent post-election incident that left six Zimbabweans dead. The developments have raised the ire of the international community, including the U.S., which issued a statement recently, raising concern about the state of human rights and calling for accountability. Former U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe Charles Ray says the U.S. approach is reasonable.
I think that exercising caution and looking for results rather than rhetoric is the right way to go. It is, after all, going to be up to the Zimbabweans to rebuild our own country.
However, Ambassador Ray, who served as ambassador to Zimbabwe under the administration of former U.S. President Barack Obama from 2009 to 2012, says Mnangagwa has shown the ability to win over the international community.
When he was made interim president after Mugabe was ousted, I thought he did a lot of the right things, reaching out to mend relations with Botswana, approaching the Commonwealth for readmission, and the statements he made about honoring the rule of law and working to build a better Zimbabwe were all the right noises, but the rhetoric has to be backed up with concrete actions.
Professor Chipotendere, who teaches political science at Amherst College in Massachusetts, just returned from Zimbabwe and agrees that the onus is on Mnangagwa and his government to deliver.
If they can create a Zimbabwe in which the media reforms are taken care of, human rights are respected, they respond to what happened on August 1st by not blaming the opposition, but actually taking some serious measures to demilitarize politics. You know, so they take these really strong steps. And all these things that they're being asked to do are very simple things. They address corruption head on.
Domestically, Mnangagwa continues to face strong resistance from the MTC Alliance, which has rejected the Constitutional Court ruling that dismissed this evidence of fraud as bold and unsubstantiated and is threatening mass action against the new administration. But Tendere warned against such action, saying it may not work in Chamisa's favor because of the controversy surrounding his own ascendancy to the leadership of the MTC Alliance and also the MTCT following the death of his former leader, Moken Tswangirai. The elected vice president of the MTCT, Thokozani Kupe, alleged she was the rightful successor to Tswangirai and challenged Chamisa in court.
Of course, he's had some legitimacy issues going back to how he got into the position of being president of the alliance, and that has followed him throughout the election. And the events of August 1st are not just an Emmerson Mnangagwa problem, they're also a Nelson Chamisa problem, because he has repeated that he's willing to advocate for peaceful protests. But most people are going to feel less, you know, willing to go into the streets because of what happened on August 1st. The court case as well, the judges repeatedly said that there was some evidence that was not presented.
Ambassador Ray said, while he understands Chamisa and his opposition party's frustration at losing the election, further protests will only cause more violence and derail the country's progress.
I think it's incumbent upon the opposition to at least honor the court's decision, not to stop working to improve conditions in Zimbabwe, but to look for ways to pull the country together and to look forward to improving people's lives there and look at the next election.
Weighing from DeVry University in Columbus, Ohio, where he teaches business administration, Professor Elliot Masocha says the opposition has to move on.
You know, there are times we just have to, you know, to see reason and move on. And I understand where those opposition leaders are coming from. Some of them, I was with them at the University of Zimbabwe as SRO, you know, Student Representative Council members who were just there to oppose whatever the government was saying.
Masocha said he's encouraged by the direction that President Mnangagwa wants to take the country.
Taking from the words of the president that he's ready to move forward, he's ready to embrace everybody who needs to be embraced without using any force. That was you know, what matters to me most, because I pay attention so much to efforts to achieve peace and unity for any country in the world.
President Mnangagwa said he will soon set up a commission of inquiry to look into the post-election violence. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service from Washington, I am Kip Stube.